Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and really anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to head to mte.com/EV Car Club and sign up for the newsletter and get all kinds of information about EVs. Well, today we're talking with our friends from Rutherford County Paws. Evan Curtis is here and brought back one of our favorite guests. So looking forward to that. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Very good. Very good. And I know that we're missing our longtime friend from the show, but things going well, I'm hoping.
Yes. Yeah. We have been going through interviews and everything, so we should be getting a new PR specialist fairly soon. So we'll be meeting someone new, hopefully by the next one. It really depends on how that process goes. But, yep, we're Rutherford County Paws, Pet Adoption and Welfare Services. We're the animal control and animal shelter for Rutherford County. But we're just going to be going over a couple of the events that are going to be coming up soon where you can possibly find a new forever friend and also maybe see some cool cars.
Ooh, cars. Well, mm-hmm. We talked about EVs, maybe just regular classic cars.
Yes.
You can get interested in that. So, let's see. I guess we should take pet event number one coming up, and
yes,
that's tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow, yes. Oh, it is one of our Petco Pet Fests where we are sponsored by Petco. They're going to be covering all of our adoption fees, and we're going to be able to have hopefully a whole lot of friends going home. Just as a reminder, if you have any other animals at home, just make sure to have your rabies vaccinations or proof of them if you're intending to adopt, as well any children. And if you're interested in a dog, just make sure to bring your dog with you, because we do require dog-on-dog meet and greets. And, of course, have a government-issued photo ID just so we can verify who you say you are.
Sure, sure. And you need to have all of those things and come prepared, because this adoption event, this doesn't happen. It happens kind of frequently, but it's not every day that free adoption fees.
Yes, yes. It can also help streamline the process, so you're not like going back and forth
sure.
from your house and so on. But we do tend to have events fairly often, but again, it's not like every weekend. So, and also it's on the weekend, so it's a little bit easier to get to than during the week.
Yeah, and so that's 10 a.m. until 2 tomorrow. Now, kind of, when you're trying to describe how to find Paws, what descriptions do you give people? I know it's on John R. Rice Boulevard,
yes.
but how do you get there?
So there's a couple landmarks depending on what other buildings you know of. The one that a lot of people tend to know about is Sam's Club. So if you are turning on the road that Sam's Club is on, if you just keep heading north, you pass the Tractor Supply Co., you pass the Pet Suites, and then the next turn is going to be the inlet for both us and the Lane Agri Center. So if you know where that is, we're neighbors. So if you head that way, you'll be able to find us.
And for those who think, is that where the farmer's market is? That's where the Lane Agri Park is. So
yes.
You're right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really miss it. And that's tomorrow. I think you're going to have a food truck there too, right?
Yes, we're going to have Mama Joy's Hot Chicken. So that was a staff request, and apparently it is quite good. I have not eaten there, but one of our staff is making the trip on his day off to be there. So I think that comes with heavy recommendation.
Sounds like it. So this is, again, coming up tomorrow, Paul's Pet Fest adoption event sponsored by Petco, 10 a.m. until 2, and that is at Rutherford County Paws. 285 John R. Rice Boulevard, if you want to just stick that in your phone GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And a few Saturdays, I guess it's the Saturday after Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
The next event?
That is correct. So if it's the Saturday following Memorial Day, Monday is June 1st, and we're going to be at Streetside Classics in Laverne. It's going to be a classic car show, and Steve actually knows a little bit about it, too. He was the one who got us connected for this event.
You were going to call him Classic or something.
Well, that's true, too. We're going to have a booth. We're going to be doing some promo, as well as they have been very generous, and they're going to be donating the proceeds from both the raffle and the entry tickets for us to use to hopefully get some cool new stuff going for Paws. But we are going to be there the entire time. Come in, see some really cool builds, and hang out with us for a little bit.
So that's on Saturday, June 1st. That will be from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And Streetside Classics is at 6000 Reliance Drive in Laverne. So try to remember that address, and you'll be able to find find out where to go. And I guess if you've got a classic car, you can register and bring your classic car on to be on display, huh?
Yeah, they'll have a little bit more info about that on their end, on what the entry and different things on the car show. And I will admit that is less of my specialty.
Sure, I understand. Streetsideclassics.com, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the website, streetsideclassics.com. You can head there and find out all kinds of information. It's a fun event and benefits Rutherford County Paws. Evan Curtis here with us, and we've hit on the two big events. So, Evan, what are your thoughts here now? Is it time to bring in the Catman?
Yes, it is time. This is our legendary Catman, Steve. He has been with us for a while. He is our in-house cat expert and volunteer. And I just wanted to talk to him a little bit about generally how his experience has been with the cats, and just a little bit, you know, intrigue the public. Sure. About the man, the myth, the legend.
The legend. The legend. You come with credentials now, Steve.
Yes, I have credentials.
I noticed you got your highlighter yellow, you know, yep. Paws Volunteer t-shirt on.
Wear it proudly.
Yeah. So kind of refresh our memory. I know you've been with us before, but kind of tell us how you got started and how the nickname the Catman came about.
Well, I retired when I was 61, and I was sitting around the house, didn't do a whole lot of stuff, you know, just kind of sat there, and I'm like, I need something to do. My wife was doing something as well, so I'm like, well, I'm going to find something to do. So I looked into Paws.
And she said do something too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, she said. And it works out really good because she volunteers on days that I don't. So, you know, we get a little break from each other. Mm-hmm. But I've been there for 2 years now, and I've been the Cat Man ever since. They call me the Cat Whisperer. Mm-hmm. I have a very strong love for cats. Mm-hmm. I have three myself. They're all three black, and they are just amazing little creatures. But the ones at Paws, there's ones, you know, that they're cats, and you know, you get to know them. And then there's some that just really steal your heart. And I've had several do that. And I want to take them home, but I can't take any more home. Not right now, anyway.
How many have you taken home in the past?
Well, I've adopted two ferals, and one of the ferals had a kitten. Mm. And we have him as well. So we have all three.
Yeah. So when you say feral, yeah, kind of tell our listeners who may not know about that what that is.
Feral means that they're just stray, not really stray, but they're wild animals, basically. Mm-hmm. They have been born in, you know, just in a barn or something under a building, and they've had very little to no human contact whatsoever. And this first one showed up and just basically, like I said, stole my heart. I mean, she was just there, and she kept coming around, and I got to pet her finally, and then it was over. And then another one showed up after she had her litter.
Yeah.
But
cats are unlike dogs in the fact that, you know, dogs will seek out, you know, human companionship, but cats not necessarily. And that's why some of them can be, if they're born into the wild, they're not seeking out humans at that point, right?
And my first one, she is basically very affectionate. And you know, I've noticed a lot of the cats, like at Paws, that come in as strays. They're kind of shy, you know, standoffish. There's two sections in the kennel. There's one where the litter side is, you know, where the litter side, and the other is where their bed and stuff like that, and their toys. And those usually tend to stay over on the litter side and just kind of hiding from, you know, the view of all the people outside. But, you know, when I first go in, you know, I go and I start at one end and I introduce myself to the cat, you know, and I reach in and I give him a little pet, and then I go to the next kennel and I do that. And then I go back and spend some time with them. And usually by the end of my shift there that day, they're coming out and, you know, they're playing and, you know, getting belly rubs, which cats don't normally like.
Right.
But, you know, I seem to be able to do it just about to any of them. And there's a few that don't like it, but very few.
And they'll let you know if they don't.
Oh, yeah, they let you know really quick.
You are a volunteer at Paws, and I know, Evan, if you could have 100 Steves here, yes, that would be great, wouldn't
it?
Oh,
yes. That would be amazing. I think we would be able to do a lot more because he's also our popcorn man, but that is his secret identity. Well, not so secret. It's just more of a, like, every so often identity. So that is also where you might be able to meet him this weekend. Is, yes, he's going to be, well, tomorrow, he's going to be doing the popcorn for us at the Pet Fest. So if you want to meet him and ask some questions, talk to him about cats, he'll have a lot to say, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you then.
Yeah, most certainly.
And I'll take you in and show you the cats,
yeah,
introduce mm-hmm. you to them. And, you know, if you want to adopt one, we'll get you in the cat room in the, and let you, you know, introduce yourself to the cat and go from there.
Steve Edwards is here, the cat man, along with Evan Curtis for Rutherford County Paws. Steve, tell me a little bit about what it's like, your experience in volunteering with Paws, because like I just mentioned to Evan, if he could have 100 of you, that would be great, and you need more volunteers. So kind of tell us what makes volunteering at Paws great.
Well, one thing is, you know, anything they need, they ask me and I'll do it. You know, I don't mind helping. I'll do whatever needs to be done. I'm a volunteer, you know, so volunteers do whatever needs to be done, in my opinion. And it's very rewarding to do that, especially being around the cats. I do go back in the dog room, you know, and check out the dogs, and
the dogs, you know, tell you to get out of here. You're
pretty
a cat
much
man.
Yeah, you smell like a cat, you know, you need to leave. You know, but you know, it's just a very rewarding experience, and I just enjoy it so much. And everyone's talking about me doing popcorn. My wife even helps. She comes in and we do that, and you know, we make just batch after batch after batch after, you know, of popcorn. Mm-hmm. And we just do that for like 3 hours or
it's
three and a half
popular
hours. Yeah.
So now your wife volunteers at Paws too, right?
Oh, she just helps out during popcorn.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. So, you have really kind of taken this, Catman moniker to a whole new level here as well. I mean, you even have the cat tattoo, the paw prints on your arm. I mean, this is it, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Other and places.
And I also have my car tag. I got Catman on my car tag.
Oh, okay.
A personalized plate.
And you should see his sun blocker for his windshield. It's got these cats that are like driving in the car.
The whole family.
Yeah, it's really nice to see out front, because he'll back into his spot so you can see it from the lobby, and you'll just see these cats going like,
"Daddy cat driving, mama cat sitting over here." You know, two kid cats sitting in the back. One's mm-hmm. in the car seat, and one's, of course, standing up in the back. You know, looking over the back mm-hmm. the back of the front seat.
So, like a normal family
yeah,
experience,
yes, pretty much
down the road. Yeah. So I would think too that if you come to tomorrow's pet adoption event, Steve, you'd be willing to talk to folks. Evan, you as well.
Oh, yes.
if they're interested in volunteering. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll both be up front. I am the foster and volunteer coordinator for Paws, so actually talking to me is quite a direct way to do it. Our application is online, and honestly, if you are looking for something, I know there's a lot of people out there, especially this time of year, who are looking for some short-term volunteer opportunities for either school or for like clubs or fraternities, sororities, that sort of thing. We are actually in the middle of kind of refreshing the way we address those service hours. But I know with the deadline coming up specifically for the Tennessee Promise, we are not sure if we're going to have any availability by the time that deadline comes around, but we have been working with Tennessee Achieves, TN Achieves, which are actually the people who run the service hours for the TN Promise, and they have quite a few opportunities. So if you're definitely in that spot, I'd recommend looking to them.
Okay, very good. And those volunteer opportunities, you know, I guess we're kind of talking about folks who just maybe like Steve, who retired, looking for something to do. It could be a day a week, or I mean, I guess they can kind of set their own time.
Generally, to be considered an active long-term volunteer, you just need 6 hours a month. That is four shifts. So if you just want to do a shift a week, that's A-okay. Or if you wanted to do two shifts and then off a week, that's okay as well. You don't have to also like do the full amount to be considered like a active volunteer, but to like be available for some of the trainings we do ask that you pursue that status.
Gotcha. Very good. And that's at Rutherford County Pause. Appreciate you both coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, good to see you. And Evan Curtis joining us here. Rutherford County Pause. Don't forget their pet adoption event tomorrow at their John R. Rice Boulevard location. So head on out there and enjoy. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time.